Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Gadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. It's Wednesday, December 10th, 2014, and I have a little tickle in my throat today, but the show must go on. So you'll excuse me, please, if I cough or sneeze, but I'm here, and I'm going to be talking to my guest, who today is Diana Kay. She's been on before. She's one of the co-founders, along with her husband, James Hahn, of their USDA certified organic business. Yes, this is a certified organic business, which is TerraCentials. And we've had her on in the past talking about different aspects of what it means to be organic. But today we're going to do a different kind of show with her. We're going to talk about their award-winning, well, I think it's an award-winning, anyway, it's highly recommended hair product. It's been featured on television and written up in the Washington Post and all kinds of other places. And I've actually been using it on my hair for the last few months. But the thing about it is that not only is it completely natural and I think mostly organic, Diana will tell us this, but it also is completely different than most hair products in that it actually restores your hair to its, what she calls virgin hair, your virgin state of hair before the hair is damaged by all the toxic hair care products that we used. So we're going to hear about that today and hear about her product. And let me tell you, my hair looks very different and very much more soft and lovely and beautiful. Hello, Diana.
Well, hi there.
How are you doing?
I'm sorry to hear you're not feeling well.
Well, I'm sorry too, but you know what? I'm not really sick. I just had, I did a lot of singing in my Dickens costume this weekend for Christmas and parties and just not quite enough rest. And I'm not really sick. I'm just kind of on the edge of having a tickle in my throat, you know?
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so I might... but I'll try to not cough in the microphone. I'm otherwise in good spirits and otherwise feeling well. It's just my throat.
Oh, well, that's good. That's better news.
Yeah, I'm sitting here sipping herbal tea.
Me too.
Good. So let's talk about hair.
Oh, that's a very interesting topic.
And a very big topic. So first I want to say, let's just start out and give your website is terraessentials.com. It's like T-E-R-R-E and then the word essentials, but there's only one E in the middle, TerraEssentials. And it's probably easier to just go to toxicfreetalkradio.com and scroll down the page and look for today's show, because I've put links to pages on Diana's website that gives you in writing the things that we're going to be talking about today. So if you are scribbling madly and would just like to see the webpage, it's right there at toxicfreetalkradio.com. I included a link there for you. So why don't we start with talking about what's wrong with hair care products?
Okay, that's a whole nother giant can of worms.
I know.
Well, the problem is that we live in a very plastic world today, and people wear, they actually wrap their bodies in plastic. For example, people today wear clothing that is polyester, nylon, acetate, any acrylics, many numbers of different types of synthetic petroleum-based fibers. And people also live in environments and work in environments where they're walking on synthetic petroleum-based fiber carpets. They sit on an office chair that has a plastic upholstery material covering it. They often use purses made of plastic, hairbrushes made of plastic. And what happens as a result of living with all of this plastic is that there is a lot of friction that's generated due to constant walking on plastic, wearing shoes with plastic soles, rubbing your plastic-wrapped bum on your plastic-covered upholstery. And so how this affects people in regards to hair is that it generates a lot of static electricity.
Mm-hmm.
And what a lot of people are unaware of is that many of the newer surfactants that have been engineered by industrial chemical engineers they actually have inherent anti-static properties built into this chemical product in order to accommodate this world of synthetic static electricity that we live in.
So, you know, before you go on, I'd just like to say something about static electricity and synthetics. And that is when I started doing research, I mean, this is why you have fabric softener, mm-hmm. is to reduce the static electricity. And so yep. I was looking into like what would be a natural fabric softener. And what I discovered was that if you wear natural fibers, you don't need fabric softener at all, period, because there's no static electricity. I thought that was very interesting.
Yes.
It's only absolutely. The synthetics that require static, require having some kind of anti-static, because I remember the days when I used to wear synthetic clothing that you take it out of the dryer and it all sticks together because of the static electricity. And with natural fibers, it doesn't do that at all. So there's just no need for hair conditioners and fabric softeners and all those things that are in our products today to counteract the static electricity from these synthetics.
And that's exactly what we try to educate people about, because when you look at the big picture, and Deborah, you know that I believe it by this time that we are about the big picture, that
yes.
we try to encourage people to understand what we're talking about and start replacing these chemical fibers that they are literally enrobing themselves with on a daily basis, even if it's one thing at a time, because over a year or 2 years or 3 years, you can replace most of the synthetics in your life. And one of the things that, of course, we want people to start with are the things that are closest to your body, and thus our hair wash, which, as you mentioned, is completely different from conventional bubbly surfactant shampoo products. It's not a surfactant. It doesn't have any inherent anti-static properties. It's not something that when it gets into our water supply or gets into a septic field can disrupt the microflora and fauna of our soil ecosystems or of our waterways. It's a completely different approach to cleansing the hair. And so we want to tell people that when you look at our hair wash and want to try it, you can't think of it as a shampoo because it doesn't work like that.
No, it's not. It's not a shampoo, but it is a hair wash. I remember I first tried this many years ago, like 20 years ago. You've been making this for a long time. And I remember I was very accustomed to shampoo, and I liked it to bubble up, and I wanted it to bubble up. And ooh, you know, we've been talking instead of watching the clock, so we're coming up on the break. But I'll finish my sentence. And I remember writing in one of my books about washing your hair with baking soda to get rid of dandruff, and that was like totally different. And so when I got to your hair wash, I'm not even going to call it shampoo. It isn't bubbly. It doesn't leave your hair squeaky clean, but it removes the things that need to be removed. But it was such a different experience that I just like couldn't even fathom using this or figure it out or anything. And so I ended up not using it. And I went and I went back to, you know, at least a natural shampoo. And we'll pick up this thread of thought when we get back from the break, because there's so much more to say. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Gadd, and my guest today is Diana Kay from TerraCentials. We're talking about how to restore your virgin hair, how to get your hair back to it was when you were born. Isn't that an amazing thing to think of? But I'm well on my way to doing that. And we'll talk more about that when we come back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. And I just noticed that there's a broken link on one of your... I was just going to all the pages that we put up here, and there's a broken link on one of those. I'll fix in the next commercial. So if you've already gone to Toxic Free Toxic Radio and you're checking out the links to Diana's site, never fear, I will fix this in the next break. and again, the website is TerraSentials, TerraSentials.com. And you can go to toxicfreetalkradio.com and look for this show. And there's a number of links that you can just go there once I fix the link. Okay, it's been a busy few days. all right,
Superwoman.
So we were talking about how different the shampoo is. And so, you know, it was like I just gave up on it. But I came back to it because... it all started making sense to me 20 years later as I continued to research shampoo. And even organic shampoos, they have organic versions of still the same types of things that are damaging your hair. They're designed in the wrong way. So, Diana, would you tell us more about what are the kinds of ingredients that are damaging your hair and why we should be using hair wash instead?
Well, the number one thing that damages the hair, and I've said this over and over again to women, is the perming, the relaxing, the highlighting, bleaching, and dyeing. Those are the primary degraders of your hair, and they're very toxic for the environment. So the number one thing that we try to do is get women to understand what exactly they're doing to themselves when they use these kinds of products, and hopefully switch folks over to lemon juice and sunlight or henna for darker colors so that we can preemptively stop this major degradation and attack to the hair. The second big, big issue for everyone are the surfactants, the foamy, bubbly substances that most folks alive today have been using on their hair nearly every day, if not every other day, to supposedly clean their hair. And the actual surfactants, a.k.a. detergent, attack the hair. The way that they clean is by, and if you can envision a cleaner for your garage floor, which is going to attack oil and grease, the surfactants work in the same way. They not only break the surface tension of the water as a Castile, a traditional Castile soap can do, but they go a step further where they actually attack the hair shaft, which is a similar version of a substance called keratin, which also makes up our nails. But the hair is a much finer, more delicate version of what our nails are. So when you wash your hair every day with a substance that is literally attacking your hair, what happens over time is that the hair shaft becomes pitted. It can look like, and I'll use this as a contrast or point of reference. When you look at a baby's hair, an infant, under a high-powered microscope, what you're going to see is something that looks like a smooth rod of glass. It's shiny because it's smooth, and because it's smooth and hard, it reflects light. So hair can look lighter than it actually is because of the refraction with the natural light. And it feels softer because the hair hasn't been attacked and it's not rough. Now, if you, in contrast, take a piece of hair from someone who has been, and let's just take the worst case scenario, someone who has been chemically altering their hair with one of the substances we talked about, dyeing, coloring, perming, relaxing, and also on a daily basis using a conventional, yes, even a so-called natural shampoo product, and you look at that hair, what you're going to see is something that looks like a piece of hickory twig or hickory wood. The surface is pitted. There are the exterior layers are actually peeling and curling up. And what happens ultimately with the worst types of attacking for people who do very regular chemical treatments, the hair starts to look like Swiss cheese. So it breaks easily. It's difficult to grow past a particular length because of all the damage. And what many companies do is they create products for, let's say, and everyone's heard of this, color-treated hair, or special hair conditioning treatments for people who perm or relax their hair. And these products have a high percentage of glue, polymers, acrylates, PVP copolymers, which stands for polyvinyl pyrrolidone. Mm-hmm. There are various silicones, dimethicones in these products, including so-called natural biopolymers, which would be seen on a label as wheat protein, pea protein, oat protein, etc. And not only do these polymers thicken thin products, but they are designed to actually glue the hair and hold it together.
Oh, my God.
Smooth down those curling, rough edges in an attempt to make the hair look like it is not so damaged.
We need to go to break, and we'll continue after the break and talk about what your hair wash does to heal this instead of continuing to damage the hair. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. My guest is Diana Kay. Her website is terrasentials.com, but I suggest that you go to toxicfreetalkradio.com, look for this show, and see the links to specific hair pages on her site. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Diana Kay. She and her husband, James Hahn, are co-founders of their USDA-certified organic business, TerraSentials. And they've been making organic personal care products for almost as long as I've been writing about them. So they have much experience. They're very organic. It's worth going and checking out their website, TerraSentials.com. Today, we're talking about their hair wash product. So Diana's been telling us all the reasons why all the commercial kind of hair products are bad for our hair and how it damages our hair. So Diana, tell us now about your hair wash and what it's made from and why it's so wonderful.
Yes, we're going to move away from the gloomy aspects.
Yes.
So our hair wash is very, very different. It doesn't contain any soap, surfactant, or coating agents like any of the plastics or silicones that we had talked about. And it cleans in a very different way. Our hair wash is a clay-based product that we have blended with organic herbal extracts that we make all ourselves. And blends of organic essential oils, if it's one of the aromatic versions of our hair wash, and that's it. We first many years ago tried to offer this product in its raw state, which was literally rocks, and people were not
maybe
very receptive to the idea that they would have to grind a rock with a mortar and pestle. And so that didn't fly. The second way we tried to offer it after that wasn't very successful was as a ground-up version that you would mix yourself at home, and people weren't very receptive to that either because it was time-consuming and you could only make enough that you could use that day or the next day. So we went back to the drawing board and we said, okay, we're gonna do a pre-mixed version for folks that at least is going to resemble a liquid or semi-liquid kind of a product, which hopefully people might be more receptive to. And as it turned out, people were more receptive to a version that was in a bottle that they could squeeze out. And so we were able to reach more people. So the product works very simply. Instead of attacking your hair to try to eat away or dissolve oils and grease, and then by surface tension reactions, remove other kinds of particles from your hair, our hair wash, which is a clay-based product, works by absorbing. It grabs a hold of excess oils, dirt particles, hydrocarbon particulate matter that floats in the air, or any other kind of petrochemical particulate. And this is what's so fantastic about this amazing piece of Mother Earth. It grabs all of these particles to its limits of absorption, pulls it into the clay itself, and holds it there forever. And when you apply it to your hair, there's no foaming action, no bubbles. And admittedly, Deborah, I think as you found out, it's very different because I was conditioned from the time I was a baby that the way you wash your hair is to expect lots of foam and bubbles.
Yes, exactly.
And so we don't have that with this product. So psychologically, it's a pretty dramatic feel on your hair.
It is.
For a lot of people, they find it hard to accept. But if someone is really committed to moving away from chemical treatments, chemical detergents, and all the plastics and chemical preservatives, chemical fragrances that are associated with conventional, so-called natural, and even the so-called organic types of shampoos, this is the product where you can move away from all of that once you've made a personal decision that that's something that you are committed to doing. Because when you use the hair wash, it does take there's a transition period. It does take some time because the hair wash is very gentle to try to remove all of these plastics and other residues that have been deposited and actually impregnated into your hair from all of your previous washing and conditioning. So we advise people straight up that you need to approach using this product in a different fashion. And we actually have an entire blog, very detailed, that explains how to use it, how to answer questions, what to expect, how you can speed up what we call the detox transition period. But once you read that and understand how to use it over a period of a week to 2 or 3 weeks, which really depends on how thick your hair is, how long your hair is, and its state of damage or health. And once folks understand that and go through the transition, over time, as the old damaged hair is replaced with new virgin hair, people can experience essentially a rebirth of their head and their hair.
Yeah.
Because they can feel, as the new hair grows in, what their real hair feels like. And depending upon how quickly someone's hair grows and how frequently they wash their hair, the time period varies. But generally, within 6 months, most people who don't have really long hair are going to have this enlightening experience where they finally get to see what their real hair is like. They'll find their, most people find their hair becomes softer, more manageable. It has a natural, healthier shine to it. And I think personally that one of the best things is you have this peace of mind knowing that you are engaging actively with Mother Earth and you are not contributing to waterways pollution and air pollution by supporting industrial chemical factories that manufacture all of the conventional shampoo ingredients.
We're going to talk more about this when we come back. I have a comment I want to make. I always want to make comments, I guess. Anyway,
yes,
but I'm going to wait till after the break so that I won't have to cut myself off. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and today my guest is Diana Kay, and she's from Terra Essentials, TerraEssentials.com. But also, you can just go to ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com and scroll down and find today's show and see all the links that I've posted, which are now there and live and correct, to her pages about hair care. And we'll talk more about this when we come back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Diana Kay. We're talking about how to restore your virgin hair by both by allowing your hair to grow out and not damage it, but also to detox and heal the damaged hair that you have. And I want to make this statement because this is kind of one of those big picture statements. And that is that in our industrial society, we're so accustomed to using industrial products. And so we think in terms of there's the toxic industrial products and then there's the natural products, which actually aren't natural. They are, the ingredients originally came from renewable resources, but they've all gone through industrial processes in order to make those ingredients that go in the shampoo. And then you have the organic ones, which same thing. It's, even though they tend to be more whole ingredients, there's a lot of these ingredients that started out as something organic, but again, went through an industrial process in order to turn into that shampoo that we know of and love. And then what Diana's doing is that she's making something that is more of ingredients in their natural state. Was the point that I wanted to make is that even what we call natural or organic isn't in its natural state when you're looking at an industrial product. And that the hair that she's talking about, when she's talking about virgin hair, it's getting our hair, allowing our own natural hair to grow out and not be damaged. And so what we have is actually natural hair, which most people never experience if what you're using is typical hair care products.
Excellent point.
Really. Thank you. And, you know, I've been using your hair wash for a few months. and at first it took quite a while for me to, I mean, my hair didn't look good. but I was at a place where, you know, it didn't matter to me. I wasn't being on television or something like that. And I just decided I was just going to have my hair look the way it looks. And so then finally I talked to Diana and she said, well, use apple cider vinegar rinse. And that helped tremendously. And then she suggested that I wash with her body wash. And that helped. I liked that even more. And so now I'm using a combination of the hair wash and the body wash because I still want to have the detox effect of the clay and the healing effect of it on my hair. But I also want my hair to look better. And since I've been using those two products and using the apple cider vinegar mixed with water, after using each one, my hair looks better than it's ever looked in my life. It's soft and it's thicker and it has more body to it. So I can brush it and it like stays in place without hairspray or anything. And it just, I look in the mirror and I think, I look beautiful. My hair looks beautiful.
Yay.
And yeah, yeah. And I'm not, you know, it's not flying up in the air from static electricity or, you know, it's not all flat. And, I tend to have oily hair, but it doesn't look oily or greasy or anything. And I am so happy with my hair, and I'm really looking forward to having all my old damaged hair grow out and really just having my natural hair and using Diana's natural, totally natural in their natural state products in order to keep my in its natural state hair. And that's a totally, totally different thing. It's like going into a different realm of nature as it is instead of industrial natural.
Yeah, we're going back to our root.
Literally.
The way that we existed or coexisted with the planet that we walk on every day and how humans evolved over thousands and millions of years. People, before the invention of all these industrial chemicals, they only had plant extract and oils
right.
from plants and animals and natural clays and minerals and salts to take care of their bodies. And, well, here's the amazing part. Somehow, humans managed to evolve and flourish without industrial chemicals.
Yes. And they were a lot healthier, and they didn't
yes.
have a healthcare system, and they survived.
Yes.
And so, you know, this, I see over and over again that in our culture, we have this industrial system where products are being made that are damaging to hair or body or skin or whatever, internal organs. And then we have to do things to counteract the effects. And we can just skip all that and just maintain our bodies in a natural way, in a natural state, as close to nature as possible. And that's an entirely different experience. And this is this product and this way of thinking is part of that being in our natural state. It's funny that there isn't even an English word that I've been able to find that means being in one's natural state. But I guess when language developed, I think that probably people didn't think, oh, there's going to be a time in the future when everybody's damaged by industrial products.
And
we're going to have
chemicals
to
every day. It is bizarre. But it is,
but that's what's happening. That's what's happening, and we just need to be aware of it and make decisions to find these products and find these ways of being and have this be our standard to say we want to be like in our natural state. I mean, I think that's the best way I can think of to say it.
Yes, we what we've always espoused is living as close to the earth as possible.
Yes, and I totally agree.
One of the best images that I have in mind that I absolutely love is on our baby line of products, where we found this beautiful photograph of a toddler, totally bare bum, naked to the world, and totally filled with innocence. And this toddler is bending over right in the ocean surf, with his feet in the water and his hands touching the earth.
And oh, I'm going to have to look for that.
That image just really, to me, espouses everything that we are trying to communicate to the world, to our friends and customers, about how we feel, about how we need to care for our bodies and be respectful of the earth, because let's face it, this is it. In our lifetimes, it's doubtful that we're going to find another beautiful planet that we could live on. So we have to take better care of the planet that we have. And what I wanted to mention before we close for today is, you know, some folks also have very curly hair, very thick, coarse hair, and sometimes during their transition period, a little oil helps them to soften their very rough, coarse, and damaged hair. And our hair help resource guide that we have online talks about the different oils and butters that we have that folks, unlike me, I have very fine, thin, and straight hair, who might need a little extra help. We have completely organic, USDA-certified products that they can feel completely comfortable using to help condition their dry or irritated scalp or their coarse, wiry, very thick or curly or kinky or damaged hair during their transition period to the natural hair, truly natural hair.
Yeah, I'm so looking forward to that. I really am. It's just, it's something that I hadn't even thought about because, you know, you grow up with things being the way they are. You know, most people alive today, most people listening to this show probably grew up in the industrial age. And, well, of course, in the industrial age, because that started way back in the 1800s. But even especially since the 50s, like I was born in 1955. Yes, I'm that old.
You survived.
I did. I survived all those chemicals. Better living through chemistry.
Exactly.
But it was really in the mid-50s after World War II that there were so many chemicals and so many new technologies came out. And that's when, you know, plastic was developed and all those mm-hmm. things. And we're really, like, my generation is the first generation that has lived with that many toxic chemicals. And we find that children being born today have illnesses that previous generations didn't see at very early ages. And so we're really seeing that the toxic chemicals are having an effect even in very few generations. Anyway, we're coming right up on the end of the show. We've only got 30 seconds left.
Once again, we talked to the end.
So I just want to mention that if you order from Terra Essentials during the Christmas season, that you get if you order more than $50, you get chocolates. Very delicious organic chocolates.
And
fair trade. Delicious organic fair trade chocolates. So this is a great time to order. Go to ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com and look for all these links that I put there to Terra Essentials. And thank you for listening. Be well. We'll be back tomorrow.
Thanks, Deborah.
Thank you, Diana.